Item 1241, request of Roberta Palmer to address council regarding tax reform.
Come on up. Good morning.
Excuse me. Good morning, and thank you for the progress you have made in housing our homeless, and a special thanks to Commissioner Saltzman for the amazing work he has done in this area. The time seems right, though, for tax reform that will generate more revenue with even more needs. With even more needs, we face budget cuts. Our reliance on the property tax may no longer be possible. Already too high, it increases the cost of housing,
Thanks, Carol. Its
deductibility from our federal returns may be limited. Two new revenue sources should be considered. First is a 2-3% tax on served food and drink, a tiny tax with a huge return, already used at 5% in Ashland and Yahas. It is a sales tax with heart, since it targets the more affluent. Many Portlanders cannot patronize restaurants or food carts often. Portland's tourists and visitors can help pay this tax. They pay more tax nearly everywhere else. The second change would be to scrap the business tax, income tax, for a gross receipts or gross profits tax. Revenue from this source could easily double without the problems of watching the tax expensed away, of noncompliance, and of high administrative expense. Speaking of which, the ill-fated arts tax could be eliminated with new revenue sources. Some Portlanders reject these taxes because they are, quote, regressive sales taxes. However, the progressive income tax is the only tax that is not regressive. Any tax with a fixed rate or amount, as you know, is regressive, including our federal, state, and local gas taxes, the property taxes, the arts tax, and many more. The same people who object on the grounds of regressiveness also envy the social services provided in other advanced nations by a very large sales tax, the value-added tax. Obviously, the kindest tax system in the world cannot provide opportunity without revenue. In 2008, a European study found a threefold increase in incomes at the low end in nations that provide, quote, social transfers, as opposed to those nations that rely on tax policy as an anti-poverty measure, such as the United States. So to close, I live in the Pearl District, where dogs live inside and people live outside. In this upside-down world, Portland, be bold. You are the default government when all else fails.
Thank you.
Thanks for your indulgence.
Thank you. Appreciate your testimony.